are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Accent on LA Talk Radio, on latalkradio.com. I am not Ilona Europa. In fact, I'm not nearly as good looking. My name's Richard Lemo, and I'm from mancavesportstalk.com. I'm not a guest host, but a guest. And here I am finding myself hosting as, of course, Ilona's stuck in that brutal LA traffic. So she's going to be on the air with us in just a minute. But before we get into everything that we've got for the show today, allow me to introduce myself once again. My name is Richard Lemo, and I'm from a sports podcast by the name of mancavesportstalk.com. We're on every week, twice a week. We're actually on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on mancavesportstalk.com. We're also on Sunday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, mancavesportstalk.com. I'm joined right now via the phone line with my social media intern. My co-host, Sean Gaynor, is actually on his honeymoon right now. And believe it or not, as much as I pleaded with his wife, she wouldn't let me get him on the line for about 15, 20 minutes. So instead, I bring in my social media intern. We call him the Facebook Phenom. His name is Alan Candelario. Alan, how are you today, buddy?
I'm doing well. How's it going, Richard?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm sure the number one question out there for a lot of Ilona's listeners that maybe aren't the biggest of sports fans is, what in the heck is a man cave? I mean, we talk about a man cave. You probably heard the term before, but if you haven't and you're wondering what it is, a man cave is a sanctuary. If you're a man and you like sports and you work a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday, you're a blue-collar guy and you grind it out, you need a place to get away from it all and watch some sports. And when you do that, you want all the amenities that a man deserves. And what I mean by that, Alan, is all the great things that make sports so great. It's cracking a beer. It's watching sports on a 10-foot projector screen. It's having three other small televisions right next to you to watch whatever you want, because let's be honest, one sports game is great, but four sports games at the same time is perfect. And that's what we expect in the Man Cave with Man Cave Sports Talk. But there's more. You know that a guy like myself, I'm talking super, super fast. Why? Because I've got a short attention span, the attention span of a fly. And so I need other stuff going on as well. A beer, four TVs. No. That's not enough, Alan. I've got to have my kegerator so that I can have a beer on tap at all times. I got to have my dartboard. I got to have my throwback golf game that we have. You remember the golf game that you play in the bar? You've had a few too many to drink and you stumble over to the corner. And what do you see?
Oh, I vaguely remember that.
It's golden tea. And we've got a golden tea game in the man cave as well, as well as a number of things. And then what do we decide? Let's start a podcast, a sports podcast. So we built a studio in the man cave too. So that's what the man cave is all about. What we do is we're a couple of casual sports fans and we're just sitting around shooting the breeze, talking about our favorite things in sports. What makes us unique is you could turn on the radio right now and find 100 different radio shows that have to do with sports. But they're all kind of the same, aren't they, Alan?
Pretty much, for the most part.
They're kind of boring. They're all covering the top stories, but there's the story behind the story, and that's what the casual sports fans like us want to know. We can go on the internet on ESPN.com right now and find out about the top stories. We don't care about that. We want to know, why was Tiger Woods cheating on his wife? What was that all about? We got to get behind the story behind the story. He didn't play too well yesterday in the last round of the British Open. Well, you know, Elin's not in the picture anymore. Now he's got Lindsey Vonn, professional skier, in the picture. Is maybe she not taking care of him as well as, I don't know, Ellen Nordgren did? I mean, what do you think this is all about? We saw him sputter out in the final round. I know you're not the biggest golf fan, Alan, but take us through what you saw in the man cave yesterday, because I did make you watch it a little bit.
You know, not only did I see him just, I wouldn't say fall apart, I didn't see him play up to the Tiger Woods that we all know and appreciate, you know, to watch him play. I just saw him fall apart, pretty much. That's all I really witnessed. And I saw the looks on your guys' faces as Mickelson went ahead and won the whole thing, and it was a bitter feeling in the air.
It absolutely was. I'm not happy about what I saw, but what I am happy to let everybody know is that superhero, Ilona Europa, is doing her best to get here as soon as she can. In fact, she even joins us on the line right now. Ilona, where are you, baby? We miss you.
Oh, my God. I am so proud of you. This is Ilona Europa Action on LA Talk Radio, and I am in horrible traffic. And this is the first time that happened like that. My accent on is almost 1 year old, and I'm always on time. Always is the first time. And I'm so proud, Richard, that happened with you, because you took over my show. And also, you have my guest with you. Hello, Sergi. Hello, Ilona.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, my God. I am like, stop and go. But you know what? Forever, I think the song Forever that I hope will be playing on LA Talk Radio on Accent On today is specially dedicated to you. And I'm just hanging up right now because I do not want to get ticket. But I love you all. And thank you, Ronan, for just helping Richard to get just to the studio and take over Accent On. And that's it. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Ilona Europa from the traffic.
There it is. We're going to get a police escort out there to her so we can get her here as soon as possible. You heard what she said. Yelena and Sergey Pinchuk are here in studio with me as well. We are going to talk to them in just a second because they embody what Accent On is all about. It's a great story about coming from Russia, creating a business in the United States, and I can't wait to hear more about their story. I've hijacked the studio here, and LA Talk Radio and the staff, they're going crazy. They can't wait for me to get out of studio because I'm a madman.
I think this is your home, and sooner or later you'll be just joining Accent On, and we'll be talking a little bit about sports, because I really believe that my listeners are missing this part of the accent on the sports. But right now I'm leading my studio into your hands, and I know you're doing a great job, and hopefully I can get it before end of the show and say, I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ilona.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Alan, are you still with me, buddy?
I sure am.
Now, let's talk about a couple of things. As we know, Ilona's about to get that police escort over to the studio so that we can get her in here as soon as possible. Let's continue to talk about sports, and it's a little treat for the Accent On listeners. You heard what Ilona said. It's time for an Accent On sports, so let's talk about it a little bit. And I want to talk about a couple of stories that are dominating LA sports media right now. First of which, I can still hear LA fans crying from the 405 to the 101, from the 5 to the 134. They're so, so upset because Dwight Howard is no longer on the Lakers. But you know what? I was watching the ESPYs from Los Angeles the other night, and I heard the greatest joke yet from the gentleman from, who was the host of the ESPYs? You remember his name?
Don't know, but I know he's
the guy from
Mad Men.
Yeah. The guy from Mad Men. And you know what he says? He goes, Dwight Howard, no longer on the Lakers. Looks like he finally found a way to help L.A. and the Lakers win a game. Which is right, because you know what? The experiment, the Dwight Howard experiment with him and Steve Nash and Kobe and Powell, it was supposed to be not the big three, but the big four. And they were going to take L.A. sports to a whole new level. Well, what happened, Alan? What happened this past year?
Oh, you know what? I think it was a bad timing. I mean, you obviously had a collection of egos that just couldn't coexist. I mean, you can add the factor of injuries. You know, Dwight wasn't 100% the entire season, and neither was Steve Nash. And not only is Steve Nash 100 years old, he was taken out of his element. You know, with Kobe Bryant dominating the ball at all times. I think you and I have talked about this numerous times.
They got rid of head coach Mike Brown in favor of Mike D'Antoni, and maybe the biggest mistake of the year was not going after Phil Jackson. Well, actually, they did go after him. He essentially accepted the position, and they pulled the rug right from under him. He ends up not getting the job. They go with former New York Knicks coach Mike D'Antoni, and again, the mad experiment just didn't pan out. You took a bunch of old guys and put them in a fast-running system. You put them in a league where success is built on perimeter passing and perimeter shooting, neither of which the Lakers can defend. And, of course, With no transition offense, you don't have any offense in Mike D'Antoni's system. They couldn't get it off the ground. Those old legs just couldn't go. And, of course, it all culminates with Kobe Bryant playing way too many minutes. And what happens? He busts the Achilles tendon, quite possibly the worst, hardest injury for somebody to come back from, especially at that age. We saw what happened with Chauncey Billups in Los Angeles. The Clippers go after him. They get him. He has a great start. He blows out his Achilles tendon, and he's never the same. Alan, what the heck is this team going to do in 2013 leading into 2014?
I mean, very simple. I wouldn't even want to say throw in the towel, but, you know, they're just going to have to. Personally, I think they need a tank. They need a tank to get some good picks and hopefully just forget about it. It's going to be the forgotten season because when 2014 comes around, there's going to be a flurry of agents. And you never know with the Lakers. You know, they may be out one or two teams, but they're never out for very long. They always come back for something big.
It's Accent On with Richard Lemo for now. Ilona Europa on her way into the studio. Stand by. Our regular broadcast will be coming to you very, very soon. In the meantime, I'm Richard Lemo from ManCaveSportsTalk.com here with my co-host, my social media intern, the Facebook phenom, Alan Candelario. Yelena and Sergey Pinchuk are here as well. They're going to tell their story coming from Russia to start a business in the United States. Cannot wait to bring them on and hear from them. But before we do that, Alan, you talked about it, tanking games leading into the 2014 draft. When you say that, you obviously mean, and I'll explain it for some of our listeners that maybe are new to the game of basketball, tanking games essentially almost losing games, not on purpose, but not giving yourself the best chance to win, because when you lose, the more losses, the worse record you have, the better chance you have of scoring a higher draft pick. The kids coming out of college that are the future of the NBA, and when they come to the table, your team and your season could change for years and years to come. Who's the prize to be won in the 2014 draft?
They're calling him the second LeBron James. They're calling him. His name is Andrew Wiggins, coming out of Kansas University. He is something special, and he's going to be a treat to watch this upcoming college season for sure.
He's a victim of the one-and-done rule. You have to go to college at least 1 year to be eligible for the NBA draft, and unfortunately for him, he can't play right now because I guarantee you this kid could play at the very highest level. What do you think of that one-and-done rule that says that kids have to go to a year of college? Are we doing these kids justice? Does the NCAA win or lose, and what does it do for the NBA?
You know, it's a bittersweet feeling for me. I feel that I like the rule that they're implementing, and, you know, the idea of it, you know, to give these kids a shot of an education just in case the career doesn't pan out. But at the same time, the one-and-done deal, it gives the best players, you know, like a little bit of a college experience, and they come to the NBA with, you know, some experience from the college level, and that's great. But then you have some of those players that maybe rush it, they need a little bit more time to develop, and then they end up becoming busts in the NBA. It's hit or miss with me. It works and it doesn't work.
To me, it doesn't make any sense. I don't see how the NCAA wins on this. What I'd like to see in the NCAA, even if it results in less talent in the NCAA, what it does is it reignites the big tradition that we've seen. Guys like Magic Johnson, guys like even Michael Jordan was around for more than 1 year. Patrick Ewing was a four-year guy. And these were matchups that you look forward to every single year. Rivalries are renewed. You look forward to... Think of all the great names that came out of this NCAA tournament. We didn't even know who these guys were until March and April rolled around. Imagine if we knew, now that we know these players, we get to see another season of these guys. That's what I'd like to see, those rivalries renewed, and we'd get back to some basketball that we actually care to watch about at the collegiate level. Now, Alan, the other thing that we talked about, Dwight Howard leaving town, he goes to the Rockets. Now, that's a great story for those that follow the National Basketball Association on a national scale. But I really want to talk about what the Lakers are going to do moving forward. And we find ourselves in the hot, hot weather. I'm in the valley here down in L.A., and it is hot as hell down here, first of all, Alan. But more importantly than that, it's the dog days of summer. It's that period in sports where even when we're a little bit bored with sports, we have to find a way to keep ourselves busy. Baseball season's in full swing. They play 162 games. That's way too many, obviously. And so they're about 80 games deep right now. We're looking for something else. And so what do we do to keep the time rolling by? Sadly, the LA media makes up stories. And my story that I'm looking at that I'm just disgusted with in the LA media is the irrational, delusional thought that somehow, some way, LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony are going to drop what they're doing to join an aging Kobe Bryant in Los Angeles. Please, for the love of God, Alan, tell our listeners what this is all about.
Okay. You know, I feel LA Laker fans, in particular, out of any sports franchise in the entire world, they're spoiled. You know, they're the most winningest sports franchise in all of sports. And at this point, I think in the back of everyone's head, about being a Laker fan, they know that the end is near. And when I say the end, it's the end of the era of Kobe Bryant. And he's had a great run, and it's unfortunate that it's coming to an end like this, given his injury. But now they're talking about restarting and keeping it going, and bringing LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony to town, which I personally don't think will ever happen, nor if it did, it wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work, Richard. It's preposterous.
Well, there's a couple of things I want to break down. Let's first talk about the staff. Poor Mike D'Antoni gets thrown into a system not midway through, but shortly after Mike Brown gets fired. What was it, 8 games into the season? Something ridiculous. They barely give Mike Brown a chance to see the system work. They go and they hire Mike D'Antoni. Well, let's assume that Mike D'Antoni somehow makes it through this year with this god-awful roster that he's got. And now we're in the midway point of 2014. What are we going to do if Carmelo Anthony – didn't Carmelo Anthony and Mike D'Antoni happen to cross paths in New York? Am I missing something here? What happened?
I mean, you're absolutely right. They actually did play, I believe it was a season or so, and we all know how that panned out. It didn't pan
Carmelo
out well at all.
Anthony got him fired. So I'm supposed to believe, as somebody living in L.A. and potentially a Lakers fan, that Carmelo Anthony and Mike D'Antoni, they're not going to get rid of D'Antoni unless they want to make another terrible decision like they did to get rid of Mike Brown, because you have to give a coach more than one season to get his system up and going. So we have to assume that Mike D'Antoni is going to be there. And now we're what are they going to go to, couples therapy? Are they gonna go see a therapist and maybe do some really nice yoga exercises together, and the next thing we know, they're best friends? Is that what I'm supposed to expect?
I mean, I would even throw in a couple's romantic walk on the beach, even a dinner.
Sure.
You know, I don't see it working. There's no way to so however you slice it, it's just not gonna work. They're two very, very different personalities, and everyone saw it. There's no shot at it working at all. And then you throw LeBron James in there as well with Kobe Bryant. No, well, if you thought this season was a train wreck with Dwight Howard and Kobe Bryant on the same court, it's going to be much worse. It's just not even worth investing your thoughts into this whole idea. It's just silly.
Soft shell crab, drawn butter, maybe a nice Chardonnay, followed by a walk on the beach. You know, maybe the horseback ride on the beach. That sounds like a real nice couple's getaway. I'm sure that Jim Buss, and I'm sorry for all the Laker fans out there, but idiot owner Jim Buss, who just can't seem to figure out how to own a team following the absolutely unbelievable job that his father did, Jerry Buss, who made himself up from nothing. Don't want to talk about a great story of making something from nothing? Look up Jerry Buss. He hands a team to his two kids, one of which, Jeannie Buss, who is awesome and knows exactly what she's talking about, gets the shaft, essentially. Jim Buss, who doesn't know anything about owning a team, at least the moves that he makes have indicated that thus far. It's a real problem, and I don't see it panning out. Now, back to what you said, LeBron James. How is LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, and let's assume that Kobe Bryant, they all get together, right? How do you get enough touches for all of them in one game?
I think the only way to get touches realistically would not even be during the game. It would have to be during the timeout where they play hot potato or something. It's not going to work, because the only person that's going to be touching the ball is Kobe. We all know how he needs the ball in his hands to be effective. And same goes for LeBron, and same goes for Carmelo. If without the ball, they're ineffective and they're just wasting space. And then within the first two games, if that even happened, if they were all three on the court, it would fall apart. And it would just be a whole Dwight Howard issue times 10. It'd be ridiculous.
It's Accent On. I'm Richard Lemo from ManCaveSportsTalk.com. Ilona Europa is grinding in that traffic, trying to get out here as soon as she can. I'm going to visit with you here until we get her on board. Remember, you're listening to LA Talk Radio on LATalkRadio.com. And Alan, before I let you go here today, let's talk about Man Cave Sports Talk, our website. We're going to be launching a brand new website tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on our show, Man Cave Sports Talk Overtime. We've got a big giveaway that's going right along with that website launch. Tell our listeners what that's all about.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I get goosebumps talking about it. We're giving away a signed Yasiel Puig baseball to listeners who are following us on Twitter and also liking our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/mancavesportstalk. And you can also find us on Twitter. You guys sign up, you enter our email, enter our website, and you have a chance to win that ball. So it's definitely, you know, we're giving away prizes all the time now. So it's definitely, I'm excited talking about it.
You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MC Sports Talk. You can follow us on Twitter at @ManCave_Talk, or you can register your name, your email on our website at mancavesportstalk.com and be entered to win that Yasiel Puig ball. Alan, one more LA-based sports story for you before I let you go. Yasiel Puig, we're giving away that ball. He's a rookie phenom. He comes from Cuba. Talk about a great story of someone trying to find a better life in America. He's able to do it. He gets here. He gets a huge contract. Next thing you know, he is being called up because of injuries to other players on the Dodgers to the major leagues. The Dodgers find themselves in last place just a short month ago. And guess what, Alan? They're up 10-2 on the Blue Jays right now. They're in first place. And it seems to be all coincidental with when Yasiel Puig comes up and plays for the Dodgers. Is it coincidental, or do you think in the game of baseball that one player can come up and ignite a fire with the rest of the roster?
I absolutely believe that. It just takes one player to change the dynamic of a team, especially if you're a young guy and you're coming in with passion, you want to win, and you know, egos aside, and he comes in with that passion, it just inspires the whole team to greatness. And I like what he's doing, and I think the Dodgers can. I think this is the season that they turn things around. I'm really looking forward to the rest of it.
I have to agree with you. I think that when you can plug in one guy to a roster, especially a young roster, and especially a young talent that plays with fire, that other teams consider to be maybe a little arrogant, maybe too big of an ego. Do you think this guy plays with too big of an ego, or is that energy exactly what baseball needs?
I believe it's partly both. I believe he does have an ego, but you know, who wouldn't at his age coming in and having the success that he's experiencing, and especially given where he's come from, you know, he's winning, and this is like, it's a new thing for him. So I, you know, if it's arrogance, it's arrogance, but I think it's just a learning experience for him, and he's just going to mature as time comes. But it's a special time for him, and I hope he enjoys it, and I hope they continue with their success.
Here's the big thing, though. We find ourselves with breaking news today coming out of Major League Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers star, Ryan Braun, is hit with a rest of the season suspension, 65 games, for information that the MLB has been collecting relative to the use of performance-enhancing drugs. This is a league in decline. Viewership is down. The popularity of the sport is down. Does a guy like Yasiel Puig, who we just talked about, have enough star power to save the sport of baseball?
You know, I think he does. And I'm not saying this. Obviously, I'm a Dodger fan. You know, I'm a diehard. I bleed blue. I think he does. And I think, you know, given the negative light of this whole, you know, Ryan Braun situation, which is kind of super unfortunate, I think that as he regresses and as, you know, he hopefully remains healthy, he's just going to elevate everyone's play, and he's going to bring the attention to Dodger baseball and just ignite that passion of winning throughout the league, and that'll just boost everyone else's play. And you know, it's an unfortunate situation, but you know, it's, I think Yasiel and the Dodgers and every other team, they're going to step up to the plate and show everyone that, you know, baseball is better played clean. And you know,
I hope you're right, Alan. I appreciate you coming on the show. Remember, he's Alan, the Facebook phenom, Scandalario, because he's so scandalous, he is. And he is blazing up a trail on that Twitter page. Remember, follow us at Man Cave Talk, Man Cave_Talk on Twitter. You can chat with Alan Candelario right now, or on facebook.com/MC Sports Talk. Alan, get back on that social media page. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Richard. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. It's Accent On, typically with our host, Ilona Europa. She's en route on her way. I'm Richard Lemo from Man Cave Sports Talk filling in. And now it's time to shift gears a little bit. I appreciate you allowing me to play a little bit of the sports game with you today. But I want to bring on our guests who are in studio with me. It's a great story that I can't wait to hear all about. It's Yelena and Sergey Pinchuk. Thank you for joining us today in studio. How are the both of you?
Thank you. We're doing great.
Thank you so much. We're doing great.
Excellent. It's great to have you on. And Ilona talked about a song when she was calling in. It's a song called Forever. We want to get it queued up and play it for you because it's a great song. Here we go.
Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio. Accent On with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio proudly presents Allen Motors Incorporated. This high-quality, experienced auto dealership and auto body located in Thousand Oaks offers a variety of pre-owned vehicles,
Search their entire inventory at AllenMotors.com or tailor your search by clicking on the New Used Broker tab and fill out the fine car information. Looking for a new car? Save time. Remove the hassle. Let Allen Motors' new car broker department's streamlined service ensure you the best deal. Have your new vehicle delivered to your home or office without even stepping foot into the dealership. Looking for a high-quality restoration? Allen Motors conveniently houses the Allen Auto Body Shop, which features an elite collision center specializing in highline vehicles and expert collision repair, bodywork, and undetectable color matching since 1988. For a free estimate, call 805-496-3371 or go to AllenAutoBodyShop.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Accent On. I'm Richard Lemo, filling in for Alona Europa as she speeds through that LA traffic to get here as soon as she can. Welcome back to the show. I'm joined now by Yelena and Sergey Pinchuk. We got to listen to that beautiful song. I believe that was Alona on the track, and she's got one hell of a voice. What a singer. Beautiful song. Now, the song title was called Forever. Now, I know that that has some special symbolism for you, Yelena. Tell us a little bit about what that song means to you, and specifically the title, Forever.
Yes, thank you, Richard. You're very right. It was very symbolic for me because I'm for the first time on such show, and I'm a little bit nervous. But when I listened to this song, I was like thinking how symbolic it is. We now in this company that called Forever, and pretty much the meaning of the song tell me that, yes, this is our intent to stay forever. Companies call forever, song call forever. I think it's a very good sign. And I would like to let my husband to speak a little bit about our story first, and then maybe he will be so generous to let me speak a little bit.
Absolutely. You said the name of the company is Forever. You're in it for the long haul. The long haul meaning forever. You're committed to this product. Now that, I don't know much about the product yet, but I know I can stand behind a company that's committed forever to whatever that product is. And we're going to find out about that in a little bit. But Sergey, you talked about it. It's a great story, and it's a story that we've heard before, but I know that yours is unique for a certain couple of reasons that you're going to talk to us about. Tell us about your journey from Russia and fulfilling the dream coming to America to start a business.
Opposite my wife, I'm not really nervous because it's a radio show. It's normally for me, you know, it's every 15 years I go to the same show.
Well, I mean, if Alona was there, I can understand being nervous, but you got some nobody like me hosting the show right now. There's no reason to be nervous around me, and I know our listeners are going to love to hear your story, so tell us all about it.
Okay. Again, my name is Sergey Pinchuk, my wife Yelena Pinchuk. It's 1997, we have big luck. Finally, we have a visa to United States, and we came to United States 1997, June 13. And me, my wife, three children, bunch of baggage, and $4,850. It's all what we have. Right. But it doesn't matter how much we have. It was really, really lucky because we finally crossed border of United States. And first place when we came, it was Kentucky. Till 2002, it's whole family live in Kentucky, but it's 2002, my daughter, they decide to accept college in California. And
Kentucky and California, a little bit different from one another, right?
Oh, really? When I came to California, I said, California is not United States, it's California.
Right.
Kentucky is really America.
We all make up the great country of America, but yes, a little bit different personality out here, especially in Southern California. So your daughter gets into a college in California, And now it is the whole family transition out here?
No, it's that time me and my wife, we work at the same company, and finally the company go to bankruptcy and we lose job. And my wife on the end of October go to visit to daughter, and she asked me if I find job there. I say, okay, you have 1 month. If you find job in 1 month, but guys, trust me, I was not sure. I was not 100%. I was many times to 100%. I was sure she cannot find job. How it's possible? Came, nobody know her. She doesn't know anybody. You know, it's impossible.
Well, that's the thing. You come to America, about 1997, I believe you said, economic stability, economic growth. Fast forward to a time, 2002, 2003, we start to see the housing crisis. We start to see the job crisis. We see unemployment starting to go up, companies going bankrupt, and it's something that hit home for you. It's not easy to find a job. So you find yourself in a position where you're committed forever to this. What happens next?
Oh, next, it's finally 2003. It's came to California, all our family. We start work like most people work, like horse from morning to evening, and looking business. We try a couple similar company, and finally got open our guys, and we find our the best company on the world. Its name, Forever Living Products. Now, Yelena.
So Forever Living Products is where we find ourselves, and I see a familiar face walking by and walking into the studio. It's the beautiful Ilona Europa. She has battled through that LA traffic, and here she is. I'm going to hand the keys to the Ferrari to you. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your show.
I don't know. This is our show right now. Am I there? Oh, I'm here. Hello, everybody. Richard, you are my hero today. Oh. Okay. Hi, Sergi. Hi, Ilona. I am not sure if I'm needed here today.
Oh, stop it. You're the star of the show, baby.
Oh, you know. Yes, I will say yes. Okay. But, okay, traffic is horrible. I made it. It never happened before and couldn't happen in better day like today because I have pro today. I am not sure where you left off, and I will say what we are talking
well,
about
absolutely.
Right now.
So to bring you up to speed,
yes.
We were fortunate enough to hear, was that you on that track singing that song Forever?
Yeah.
What a beautiful, silky, smooth voice you have.
Oh,
you are an absolute talent. You did a great job on that. And obviously that led into, I wanted to know what the significance of Forever was. We find out, as Yelena tells me, that it's not just having a company name, it's a commitment to this country and to the product Forever. And then Sergey did a great job of telling us about a pretty epic journey coming from Russia, going through maybe some trials and tribulations to where they find ourselves right now. And when we saw your beautiful face, Yelena was about to tell us about Forever.
Okay, I want to hear. Of course, I was so happy that I had a song like that. You know, in my life, I have few songs that a word Forever exists. I don't know why, but I think this is a very important word. It's, you're right, it's dedication to certain things, to love, to relationship, to business, to anything that we do. Please, please, I want to know why Forever again.
Okay, it's my time, I think. Thank you, guys. I just want to add a little bit to my husband's speech because he says that he was like not 100%, like maybe 1000% sure that I will not find job here. And I have only 1 month here in LA. As he told me, I'm nothing here, no anyone. And he said, okay, let's see how you will do it. And I did.
This means something, you know, to me, because I really believe some of our shows are about self-discovery and finding yourself again in a different place, in different place and time. I have story to tell too, to people, which I always say. I started maybe 5 or 7 times in my life, and I still believe will be over and over. But, you know, yeah, you said you had 1 month to find something that is interesting, and you did it.
Actually, it wasn't something very interesting, but it was job. But it was like, you know, it was not bad job because I actually started working in Washington Mutual Bank. And me being immigrant, you know, with actually you can probably hear my Russian accent still very heavy.
I love that. That's what the accent on is about people who are making in America and they have unusual accent, or they have some accent that we want to put accent on, like on a sport.
Elona, I did not bring my accent with
you.
Me
have
today.
An accent. You have an accent, American accent, okay?
I love it.
And? Yes.
And, you know, this is how we pretty much start our journey, I would say, to where we at right now, to our forever. I would say, first, it will be me and my daughter, as my husband mentioned, then our boys, because we have two sons, like, at that time, came over, and here our California journey started. Actually, I have to mention, our kids ask us after a couple of months, say, Mom and Dad, why the hell we ended up in Kentucky?
Oh, they are so right. California is much better, I think. I'm sorry, Kentucky, chicken fries.
And I was like, sorry, guys, but this is where our relatives were. My mom and dad ended up. It's why we ended up there. But, you know, thanks to universe, we finally moved to California. And, you know, long story short, I will not tell you all.
I will be having time with both of you, because I know it's not enough time today to say everything about product that you represent, why you represent this product, why do you believe that we all need to get healthy. Now, if I will have something like that to drink, that is from your, but you are sweet, you didn't bring this product. I know, I liked it. Oh, she has it. I really need to get some energy going. I was really, really, really like so scared that I cannot make it. I love you. She has something. It looks like Coca-Cola, or like the Coca-Cola that has no Coca-Cola inside. I love forever. Anyway, oh my gosh. Okay, then. You tell me. I know I'm a high energy person, even without forever. But if I add forever, oh my God, I cannot
believe
it.
Can't wait to see where this show can go if we get alone some of that.
Oh, we will be here a lot, because I want people to have energy. I want people to, when they feel down, I want them to reach for something that is not chemical, that is something natural. We know what is vegetable. Is this vegetable, plant? What is this?
It's actually a plant, and I think everyone knows this plant, or at least hear about it, because it's aloe vera.
Yes, and I love to put this in my hands, you know, because a lot of cosmetics in Europe have aloe vera, and now we are drinking that. How does
it? But it looks beautiful.
Thank you so much, because, now when I drink forever, and forever active boost, zero-calorie energy drink forever, if I will drink that, I know I will be more beautiful. Mm-hmm. And yes, but explain us. Yeah, it's not so easy, because we are drinking so many things. We are trying this and that. Why do you think this drink or this product or this plant is a miracle?
Okay, I'll try in the short time. I'll try to make it happen. We'll see how my speed will work. I have to tell like a little bit why we came to the Forever and how we found this company, because it's like will make better sense, you know, why we commit so hard to this company. Like 3 years ago, pretty much when our fourth kid was 5 years old, another boy, I start falling apart. And it was pretty much, I missed the point when it happened. It's, you know, because I usually very energetic, I'm running around, I have a bunch of projects to do, and I always kick someone else, like, okay, go ahead, let's do it. And even my kids start noticing that something's wrong going on, and they say, Mom, what's going on? And I say, I don't know, but I just, like, feel
no energy.
I'm dried. Yeah, I dried out, it's a stress, you know. Too much stuff to do and deal with, and you know, when you miss the point, when you start going down, it's very hard to make it your way back.
Maybe you are her husband. I know you both are many years together with four children. This is amazing. I know one of your son. He's a gorgeous man, and I really like him. Hi, Ivan, or Ivan, depends how the sound. But yeah, did you really see the difference? Because I know that European, Eastern European ladies are very tough ladies. We are working hard. We are really, really strong women, and you obviously are very strong men too, and we would love to know about your background a little bit, but this will be another show, because I know you will be back. But did you really see that wife is like slowing down and something was happening to her that, yeah?
Yes, unfortunately it was true. I don't know why, but maybe she worked more than she's supposed to work. And, you know, we had three children, and After in 4 years old, she delivered 4 children,
yes.
Maybe.
And husband.
And husband, you know. And finally, I came to United States, not work hard, right?
It's, that's the worst country to not work hard. Never vacation, yes. Yes.
I'm still waiting on my vacation, yes.
I know, no vacation.
Everybody who will join our company, we promise you, you will have a lot of vacation and a lot of travel.
I'm signing in today. What about you, Richard?
Should I call my job right now and quit?
I would say let's try both, but, you know, with perfect energy, again, we have Forever Active Boost. Forever. Energy drink, 0 calories with this product and more that we'll be talking about next time that all of you will come back to our show. We'll learn more. Then you said that you felt your wife is little, like, slowing down. She really doesn't feel... she didn't have energy, yes?
Yes, it's true, unfortunately.
Then how did she? How did you choose this type of drink? What was the first product that you tried?
It's actually, this drink is not the main drink, I would say. I just keep it today because we all need energy here.
It's I love only, you.
But this is not the main. But see what happens when I start falling apart. I was pretty much was asking, and I always kind of, you know, I truly believe that you ask, you shall receive. I have a question how I can get back to my normal stage. And for some reason, I have this crazy idea, maybe it was the right idea, that I need to try aloe vera, and it will help me on my way back.
Yeah.
Since that minute, I was researching, trying every single aloe vera I can find on store shelves, like on internet, anywhere. We even like ended up buying the big leaves from like one of the supermarket and take a skin off, like get the recipe, how to make our own gel.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's all helped little by little. Something doesn't help at all. Got very disappointed. And I was like, wait a moment. It should be answered because no way that aloe vera, such a good plant, doesn't help. Something wrong here. But, you know, as I mentioned, you ask, you shall receive. Once I like see the message and it's like Russian Facebook, I would say.
Yes.
And one man sent me like, you know, message saying, hey, I'm looking for business partners in your area. If you know someone, let me know. I will be, you know, really appreciate your help. And I always curious about new stuff. And I was like, okay, let me call this man. What does he want? I call him and he start talking about business. And I said, hey, listen, you know what? I'm not in
I'm too
shape.
Tired to yeah, make I'm a business. Tired. I want energy, man.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe later we'll see. And I said, by the way, what product are you in? And he said, it's aloe vera. I said, oh,
my God, I'm in.
And I said, no.
I believe in stuff like that. I believe that sometimes, like you say, when you ask, answer is, you know, sometimes in front of you. And no, good for you. You know, I know this show is in a way long but very short. I know we have a few minutes. I would to end show, but I need make people be sure that they find you after this show. Give us all information. All information will be on LA Talk Radio Accent On page, will be on iTunes and Stitchers for ready for download. This interview will be there. This is why I want to leave people with every information, how to get to Yelena and Sergi, how to maybe find out if drinks or product will work for us. Also, if we want to make some money. And you know what? We want to make some money. Everybody wants to make some money. And we want to have a lot of fun.
Absolutely,
because you know what? European people know how to have fun. And obvious, you know, I'm playing dance music all the time, and that's what I do. Club music is my the best genre that I'm singing, this type of the music. Then I know how to have a fun, but I need more energy, everybody says. I need more energy. Okay, then, yeah, everything. Website. What is your website?
The website is simple. It's alloglobalbuzz.com.
Okay, again, very good.
And the same thing on Facebook. You can find us on the Facebook / Aloe Global Buzz.
Or we can go to Accent On Facebook, which I already listed all information, and we will find very easily Yelena and Sergi, and we can learn more about a business opportunity. And again, pick something from maybe their shelf and try it. I will try. I will try tonight. I will never go to sleep probably after that. But hey, and then I will tell next Monday if I really like it. Okay, and then I know that Yelena and Sergi will be back. You promise you'll be back, and you will explain us maybe all this product that the company is carrying, and maybe teach us why we need to choose this company, because we didn't, you had a question,
because
we didn't ask you.
Because our company is the best company on the board.
Yes, and I will. I hope you're right. I really do, you know, because we need health products that are really healthy and they are not chemically poisoned, you know, I will say it. Then, I don't know what to say, so it's almost accent on over. And I have our supporter that I need to play wonderful commercial for. This is Alan Motor from Thousand Oaks Auto Dealership. And we love the guy, Jim Allen. Hi. He's doing a great job for a lot of people. And I would love everybody who needs new car, who doesn't want to go and beg people to find new car for themselves and just picks the phone and calls Jim Allen and say, hey, I want this and this and that. You better find me and bring to my home. That's what Jim Allen promises to do, and he did this for me, and I'm very, very thankful for that. That he's no brainer, no headache business, and we love Jim Allen. And I would like to play commercial again, but before I will say bye bye, Richard, you're my hero today.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Alona.
Promise that you will be back because we need sport on Accent On on
it,
LA Talk Radio.
I'll be here.
I need a man who will be talking about something that I do not know almost. Nothing
we got
about.
You covered, I promise.
But you know, I know a few very good sports people. They are my friends, and you never know. Maybe I'll bring somebody.
Let's
and after when we drink again, Forever Active Boost, everybody will be so ready for sport, for exercise, for everything what I hate to do, but I need to. Sergi, I love you. Thank you for being a good sport and just letting Richard take over the show.
Thanks for listening me blather on about sports for 30 minutes. I appreciate it. Really good sports.
Do you like
really
sport?
Really good sports.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I just like to watch, you know.
Oh, watching, but not doing.
I'm use aloe vera product. I don't need really physical exercise.
I love you. And we will be back. I'm sure in August we'll be back one more time, learn more about this business opportunity and about product that will make us healthier. Thank you so much. And Alan, Jim Allen and Alan Motors will say bye-bye also to us.
Accent On with Alona Europa on LA Talk Radio proudly presents Allen Motors Incorporated. This high-quality, experienced auto dealership and auto body located in Thousand Oaks offers a variety of pre-owned vehicles. Search their entire inventory at AllenMotors.com or tailor your search by clicking on the New Used Broker tab and fill out the Find Car information. Looking for a new car? Save time. Remove the hassle. Let Allen Motors' new car broker department's streamlined service ensure you the best deal. Have your new vehicle delivered to your home or office without even stepping foot into the dealership. Looking for a high-quality restoration? Allen Motors conveniently houses the Allen Auto Body Shop, which features an elite collision center specializing in highline vehicles and expert collision repair, bodywork, and undetectable color matching since 1988. For a free estimate, call 805-496-3371 or go to AllenAutoBodyShop.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.